Saturday afternoon for it.
Good point.
I thought we thoroughly deserved at least a point. I think in the first half we were dominant. Energy, really attacking with a purpose, you know, but we were saying to them, you know, they've got to keep the back door shut in the second half. Just a wee bit of a moment of slackness, you know. I think you get to that point, you can see the heads going down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the changes had an impact as well. And I think it's slightly fortuitous, you know, the goal, you know, the look and deflection, mm-hmm. but we'll take it.
Change of formation as well, going into the game. The players adapted really well to it. I thought matching up really well.
Probably just a bit forced upon us, you know, because of how good Dunfermline have been pre-season. Real attacking presence with their plays, so we had to make sure we were a little bit tighter at the back. But I think the energy ahead of that was key for us, you know, that it made it difficult for Dunfermline to get into their passing routines and their tempo of play. We played at the tempo it was going to suit us. And then when we lose the goal from the set piece, you're asking, well, is it going to be one of those days? But we get a reaction, that was a key thing.
It's a team that's not
really
played together before, so it's got to be encouraging
the way they perform. Yeah, been encouraged for most of the games that we've had. I said just there that we're probably three or four games behind a lot of teams because of the disruptions that we've had with COVID, you know, and shutting the club. So we're still playing a little bit of catch-up, but that's a couple of games now that were a real good test for them against Kilmarnock away and Dunfermline at home, you know, which required at this level of football. You know, we're still short of numbers, no bones of that. We're still looking to get four players in. But when you see what you've got there, you know, it stands you in good stead. We should have been, you know, but we weren't. You know, so when it's sitting there at 1-0, there's always that little bit of anxiety, you know, that with the quality that Dunfermline have got, that they will create chances. But the frustrating bit was just a bit of sloppy defending on our part. It wasn't as if opened us up and with a passing game that they've clearly got. So we learn from it, you know, and we just become a little bit stronger.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cheers. Right. Cheers.